Okay, you're all set, Mr. Chair.
Okay, call to order the meeting of the Board of Taxation and Apportionment. It is 4/28/2022, 7:05. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. Okay, Mrs. Pitney, would you like to take us through the roll call?
Yes, sir. Carlone?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Mr. Gray is here by phone. He just wanted me to tell him everybody just needed a few minutes, but he is here and dialed in on the cell phone.
He thank also you. Has his hand up.
Oh, thank you.
Ms. Kimball?
Present.
Ms. Mancini, right?
Present.
Ms. Orazetti?
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Ms. Pertoso? Ms. Pertoso?
She is coming. Santos?
Mr. Santos?
Present.
And Mr. Polis?
Present.
Okay, Ms. Pertosa is the only one missing. You have nine.
Okay, and I believe, Jen, you said she was planning on coming, correct?
Yes.
When right, she so we'll... comes, would somebody let me know?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Pitney. Okay. moving along, public portion, would anyone from the public care to speak? Would anyone from the public care to speak? The third and absolutely final call, as we will not be entertaining any public discussion after this. Would anyone from the public care to speak? Okay, we will close the public portion. Okay, so moving on to agenda item number 5, discuss, review, modify the preliminary budget. Let me just give us all a second here. I will share my screen. That seems to have to be the method that works the best for us. Okay, and Ms. Pitney, I did catch your message today. I did verify the columns, and we should be fully accurate at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call. So for both members, let me open it up. Is there any further discussion or objection to our preliminary budget?
I have one, Jeff.
The floor is yours.
Okay, we're working pretty hard to keep it at the 2.5%. That the administration wants. And I mean, a lot of departments I think have sacrificed and done without to keep it at that. And therefore we're still going back to the storms here. They wanted 200,000, which would be 100% increase, not 2.5. So we decided that we'd give them 150, 125 up front and 25 in the working balance. So that's now a 50% increase. And I just don't see how right now the state's watching us. We don't really have any backup on their presentation. I mean, when you go to get a mortgage and you sit there and give them all the information, they check it out. We have nothing but their presentation. We don't have any financial statements. There was never any given to us. And frankly, I'm a little nervous what the state is going to say if we pass something like that when we tell them it was 2.5%. And then this seated board turns around and gives the okay for a 50% increase with no backup to it. That just kind of concerns me.
Any other comment or discussion regarding this from other boat members?
Hi, this is Bamini Patel. I actually do agree with Jennifer. That is also very concerning on my end. If I could review all the statements and if they can provide additional detail that we're asking for, then maybe it would help us make a better decision at this point. I think 50% is a lot than the rest of the departments that they've gotten only 2.5%, and the Board of Ed got a little bit more.
Thank you, Ms. Patel. Any other discussion regarding this from boat members? So again, just my food for thought here is, you know, they came to us during their presentation, and as Jennifer said, you know, given the calendar year difference, they did ask, and they mentioned the $200,000 is what, and then the mayor's budget had them set at $150,000, and we've brought them down to $125,000. So I feel comfortable with where they are. I also believe, and I have a statement, and it is included in the statement, that, you know, given the sense that there is some things where, you know, there is a request for more information from their finances, I am strongly looking forward and encouraging for that committee to get started. Mr. Ramos had told us that his committee members are already selected and ready to go, and they were just waiting for City Hall to put their people together. At this point, you know, I will entertain a motion to reduce. Well, Jennifer, let me ask you this. I mean, do you have a specific amount you're looking for? How do you want to manage this?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give them the 2.5 that everybody else is getting, you know, I mean, because there's such a huge difference there. But I think if we take some of that money away and give it to the Board of Ed, who's worked very hard to keep it down low, I mean, I'm open to suggestions, but I mean, I just think, I'm just afraid of what the state's going to say. 50%, we're, you know, what does that make us look like? We're going to be the tax board that's going to be laughed at for some kind of increase like that for no reason. I'm open to suggestions. What does everybody else think?
Yeah, just any more here sort of feedback or opinions from other members here?
Jennifer, I completely agree with you. I think Board of Ed would definitely, if we can give some of that money to Board of Ed, that I can certainly justify.
And Jen, do you have the line items that we're talking about in front of you? I'm sorry, I'm going through the spreadsheet just trying to pull up where we are. I think it's in the emergency services, correct?
Was it hospital or was it emergency services?
5,400, Jeff.
Thank you.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, it's 270-0002.
Health services, there we go, yep.
Okay, so we have brought their allocation down to 125,000. Discussion on moving, how much out of that line item, Jen? Mrs. Patel?
I don't know, I would say 100,000, give them the 100,000 and take 25 out of that and give that to the Board of Ed. I know it's not as much as they need, but.
Okay, so let me say it this way. I will entertain a motion to move $25,000 additional dollars from Storm Ambulance Corps line item 270-002 to the Board of Education Department. And I'm just going to give you the line item for the motion. To the Board of Education, line item 100-0100. Does anyone want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, is there further discussion around this before we vote?
No, I just think, I mean, even 25% is high, but I think that's at least more reasonable.
Yes, and this, my last point is, you know, I've been very transparent through this process in my support for the Board of Education, in my desire to try to, you know, get some money towards the Board of Education more than what we were originally presented with. I was also compelled by the storms, you know, discussion, you know, operating at a deficiency. And, you know, again, I do believe they do provide a vital service to our town. That said, you know, we're here to vote. I think this would be the last sort of department change we're looking for. So I'm going to do a roll call vote if it's okay. So Mrs. Pitney, without any further discussion from the vote, can we have a roll call on the motion?
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Yes.
Mr. Gray? Mr. Gray? Kimball?
No.
Mancini, right?
No.
Dorazetti?
No.
Stell?
Yes.
Ms. Pertosatin? Polis?
I vote no.
Mr. Santos?
I vote no.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Gray, his hands is up, so he may want to cast his vote.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we got you, Mike.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm driving, so my service is spotty right now. I vote no.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion does not pass.
Okay. Is there any further discussion with the board regarding any department transfers or line items?
Well, I just want to make a little comment on this one that we just done with, I actually paid a visit to the storm, fire, and ambulance, and I got firsthand look at their gear, the apparatus, the equipment, the tires, the new trucks, the old trucks, and then I took a look at my history of seeing their work being done in fire rescues, special rescues, as I asked questions from each of the five people that were there when I visited, and they discussed how vital the equipment that they have so well taken care of, the training to utilize the equipment to save the lives of the people that they have worked with, not only on the city streets, but also up alongside the Housatonic, the Naugatuck, with many, stationary, as Yale and other schools utilize the Glidden House, and they're on standby at White's Marina, where I visited and did my homework after listening to Mr. Ramos and some of the other personnel from the storm ambulance and fire. And I believe this is going to be money well spent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. And I appreciate you on behalf of our board, and of course yourself, going out to visit and take up their invitation from yesterday's call. Thank you. Any other comments, thoughts before we take a final vote? Okay, So I would like to then entertain a motion to adopt the preliminary budget of $48,385,128 on the expenditure side for our city of Derby. Is there a motion?
I'd like to make that motion, Jeff. This is Holly Orzetti.
Thank you, Holly. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Kristen.
Thank you, Mrs. Mancini, right? Mrs. Pitney, can we do a roll?
Can. To adopt the preliminary or final?
To adopt a final budget of $48,385,128 on the expense side.
You had said preliminary.
Okay. Oh, thank you for cleaning that up.
No, actually, just to repeat what you said, I think what you said, you said to adopt the preliminary budget as the final budget.
Yes. Should we rephrase the motion?
No, that would be an appropriate motion, but
okay.
If that's what you intend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mrs. Pitney. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Ms. Kimball?
Yes.
Ms. Mancini, right?
Yes.
Ms. Orzetti?
Yes.
Patel?
Yes.
Bertoso? Not here. Okay, Mr. Polis?
Yes.
And Mr. Santos?
Yes.
Okay, you've got 9 votes. You don't have 10. It's not... Bertoso's not here.
Does that pass?
Yes, 9. You have 9 votes.
Perfect. Thank you. So we can't call it unanimous then, because Mrs. Bertoso's not here.
Bertoso shows up. Had anybody heard from her?
She was coming. Let me give her a call.
She's coming in right now. She's coming in right now.
I dialed, but nobody let me in.
Hi, Mrs. Pertoso. Are you there?
Hello, Mark.
Hi, this is Jeff. You're on. How are you? Thanks for joining.
Good. Yeah, I've been sitting here for a while waiting to be let in.
We apologize. So, Mrs. Pertoso, we are just going through the final roll of the adoption of our preliminary budget as the final budget on the expense side to the tune of $48,385,128. Exactly what we had spoken about on Monday. So far, we have 9 yays, and your vote would be the 10th.
Okay, yay.
Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. And Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, we should also vote on the revenue side?
That is correct. And then you should also vote on the mill rate.
Okay.
Which, if you're intending to keep it the same, you just move to... keep it the same.
I don't have to give a specific mill rate. I could say the current mill rate.
Well, we could. It's the current mill rate is 38.6. So that would be this to maintain that.
Okay. So I guess I'm asking, is it okay if I make the motion to maintain the current mill rate in case we're off by a decimal, or are you confident that's the right figure?
I'm confident. I'm just, I'll make sure before you get to that motion. I'll make
thank
sure.
You.
38.6.
38.6.
Right.
Okay, so let's move to the revenue side. So I will entertain a motion to adopt the revenue of $48,385,128.
I make a motion. I make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. Is there a second?
I'll second, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Carloni. And we will do a roll call for this as well. Mrs. Pitney, when you're ready, take it away.
Okay. Mr. Carloni?
Yes.
Ms. DeRoche?
Yes.
Mr. Gray? Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Kimball?
Yes.
Ms. Mancini, right?
Yes.
Ms. Orazetti?
Yes.
Ms. Patel?
Yes.
Ms. Pertoso?
Yes.
Polis?
Yes.
And Mr. Santos?
Yes.
We have a majority, 10 votes.
Okay, and then finally, I will entertain a motion to adopt the current mill rate into next year's budget at 38.6. Mrs. Pitney, is that an adequate motion?
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Okay. Do a roll call on this.
Yes, we need a motion from the board.
I'll make a motion. It's Kristen.
Thank you, Mrs. Mancini, right? Is there a second?
I'll second that motion, Jeff.
Okay, Mrs. Orazetti, thank you for the second. So, Mrs. Pitney, you want to take us through one last roll vote?
No problem. Mr. Carloni?
Yes.
Mr. Roche?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Kimball?
Yes.
Mancini, right?
Yes.
Ms. Orazetti?
Yes.
Ms. Patel?
Yes.
Toso?
Yes.
Mr. Polis?
Yes.
And Mr. Santos?
Yes.
Okay, that's 10.
Thank you. Mr. Garfalo, Mrs. Pitney, as a matter of housekeeping, this budget is currently on a Excel spreadsheet. Do I need to send this into the chief of staff to be loaded into the financial software? What's the next step?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll make sure that'll be on behalf of the board, so we'll include all the board members on that as well.
I think so. That makes probably the most sense.
Okay. Before we adjourn or motion to adjourn, I would just ask the boat members, is there any final comments, parting words before we shove off? As I believe our next meeting will be the third Tuesday of May. I don't have the date in front of me.
It's actually the fourth. That would be May 23rd.
May 23rd. Okay. Yes. That'll be our next meeting.
No. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Sorry. May 24th.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Yeah, so May 24th, fourth Tuesday of every month. We will, just so the boat knows, we won't be doing the weekly meetings that we have been over this budget process. Any comments before we shove off? I do have one kind of statement I just wanted to make, but I figured I'd give the open floor for anyone if they had anything to share.
I do, Jeff. I really appreciate you taking over. It's you've done a great job, and you should. Give yourself a round of applause, as everyone else should give you a round of applause. You did very well through this whole project, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carloni. If there's going to be more comments like that, I'd like to take them all. Thank you, Mr. Carloni. I appreciate it.
You did an excellent job, Jeff.
Thank you, Jen. We're appreciate proud of that. You. I appreciate it.
Jeff, I appreciate doing all this. Thank you for doing a great job.
Okay, Mrs. Patel, thank you so much. And any other comments?
Yes, I think you did a great job too, Jeff. Louise.
All right, well, we all did. Thank you, Mrs. Pertoso. So I appreciate it. I know we were all on this through the whole thing, so I appreciate that.
Mr. Chair.
So, yeah, I
Oh, God, I think that was Mike Gray who was going to speak, and then Mr. Garfalo.
Sorry, I'll be very quick. I just wanted to say, under the circumstances, I think this was a very unusual year for setting a budget. I want to thank all the other members of the committee. We all did a great job. But Jeff, I think having never done this before and stepping up and taking this on, and I think you really were the glue that held it all together. So I really appreciate your time and effort in doing this and helping us to pass this budget. So thanks for all of your work.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. I hope we didn't take it from you, from the family tonight. I appreciate it. Mr. Garfalo?
Mr. Chair, I'm Mark Garfalo, town clerk. And I have been participating in budget meetings for the city for a number of years. And I, on behalf of the whole city, I want to congratulate each and every member. Many of you are new, and others of you have been, you know, some have been there. And the situation under which you had to operate with no staff help is not really an acceptable way to produce public policy. It's an unfair burden that was put on the members of the board, the volunteer members of the board. And but you all stepped up and worked in a bipartisan way to do the best that you could do for the city, considering the situation. So I congratulate you on doing your city proud and being an example of volunteer public service in the city of Derby, because it's volunteers that help make our city move in a positive direction. So I just think that you're owed a debt of gratitude, because, but the situation that you were put in is completely unacceptable. And I don't mean to take away from the enthusiasm of your success tonight, but that the situation you were put in is completely inexcusable and unacceptable. And I know you've expressed concerns that we all share about using the fund balance for operating money in our city, and for the other answers to questions that you had that have been left unanswered. But now you have the benefit of the experience of going through this process, working together, disagreeing in a respectful way, and essentially doing it on your own. So you are all to be congratulated. Mrs. Kimball, who's put in the unenviable spot to be put in at the last minute and having to catch up, is impressive as well, because it's a big burden to put on everybody. But with your family and professional obligations, that you did this on a shortened calendar, you were, again, to be congratulated. So I guess I'm the one that's here to thank you for that. And I'm happy and proud to be able to do that, and proud to have been able to get to know some of the newer folks. And thank you again for your service to the city of Derby. Thank you again, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Garfalo. And we all, I think, appreciate your presence on these calls. So if you will all just indulge me just for a minute, I just wanted to read something. I prepared to take less than 2 minutes. excuse me. As volunteers, we have spent a significant amount of time attending meetings, reviewing the information that has been presented to us throughout this process, as well as participating in many conversations regarding our city's finances. In addition to this, in addition to the normal rigors of a budget season, this year presented a unique set of circumstances. This board is composed of 70% first-time members, and without the presence of a finance director to shepherd us through the process, I believe we handled this situation exceptionally well. This group is inquisitive and thorough, and as we gain experience, I believe we will be that much more effective in our duties as a tax board. I believe this budget accomplishes a few things. First, we have adopted a budget on time as outlined in the city charter. Two, there has been no increase to the current mill rate. Three, we have a fully funded police and fire department. Four, there are adequate funds set aside in the working balance account to compensate for potential revenue shortfalls and unexpected expenses as well as prepares us for adequate funding for the projects mentioned for the special working balance. Five, and finally, although we are shy of the requested allocation, this budget provides the Board of Education a $100,000 increase over last year after three of the last 4 years being flatlined. Looking ahead, as we move into the new fiscal year starting in July, we as a board will begin to gain a greater understanding of how accurate the expense lines items are and based on line transfer requests throughout the fiscal year, as well as the accuracy of our administration's revenue projections. As suggested by fellow board member Roberto Santos, we will make clear our expectation that the charter regarding our board is adhered to, and all budgets submitted by the department heads to the mayor are also received by this board on February 1st of 2023. I will also look forward to the increased dialogue between the mayor's office and the Board of Education so they may find an appropriate middle ground to continue the progress made on our school's improvement and adequate funding. I also look forward to the formation of the committee regarding the storms ambulance so they can find ways to improve efficiencies within their organization, and they may continue to provide the very necessary and vital emergency services they do to the city of Derby. Finally, I would like to thank Mr. Garfalo for his participation throughout the process, all the department heads who've presented to our board and it fielded our questions, Mr. Mayhew for engaging us in question and answer sessions, both through email and through our meetings, to the public who engaged with us during our meeting sessions, and to all our fellow boat members for their time and service to our city. I know these last 4 to 6 weeks have been a grind for myself, and as they have for the rest of us. Thank you. So with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Thank you for those, the good work you've done, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Santos.
That was amazing, Jeff, and I would like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Mrs. Orazetti. Is there a second?
I second the vote.
I second it.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. With that, I believe we're all in favor to adjourn. Say aye.
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 Okay, 7:37, Mrs. Pitney, 4/28/2022, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you. Okay.
Great work, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great work.